Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Friday is decision day when voters go to the polls in the local elections, and Drive Time reporters have been travelling up and down the country on their bicycles to ask you about the issues in your city and county council area. And this evening, Una Kelly is in Louth. And Una, where exactly are you in Louth?
Yes, good evening, Cormac. Well, I'm just in Dundalk Town Centre at the moment, close to the Town Hall. Now, it's just one of the large towns in Louth County Council area. It takes in the major commuter areas of here, Drogheda, RD, and then all the way up to Carlingford at the border. So there's 77 candidates who are seeking election to 29 seats here. And in terms of what the major issues are for people, I don't think it would shock anyone to learn that housing was also one of the main issues here. People were talking to me as well about immigration and the quality of local roads. So I took a walk up Clanbrassil Street here in Dundalk this afternoon, and hear some of what people had to say.
Basically, I think, like all parts of Ireland at the moment, it's housing is number one. Yeah. Basically, obviously, then there's people, in the second to that would be roads, health service, you know. But personally speaking, even from my point of view and my family, housing definitely is number one, you know. Well, especially, and obviously the price of rent. Rent is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I'm a renter myself at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. In Dundalk?
In Dundalk, yeah. And obviously, I have help with HAP, Bush. Without Dash, it's an impossibility. But even with HAP, you still have the insecurity. Private renting is very insecure. Like a landlord could come at any stage and say, I'm selling up or whatever, you know.
And that's the kind of uncertainty you're living with.
It's the uncertainty, high rents, the uncertainty attached to that. And also, like I say, I'm referring to my daughter, she's a young couple. You're looking at the price of property, and it's very, very difficult even for young people.
Has your rent increased recently?
I'm lucky enough, my landlord's been fairly fair, but I know in my locality, in the estate I am renting in, a lot of houses that were previously being rented are up for sale now. So it kind of disleaves you and a little bit paranoid about the situation. Yeah? To be honest, I'm a realistic person. There is no quick fix for that. That no matter what they promise you, local councillors, you know, from one party to the other, I don't think anybody has a quick fix for the housing. That's just going to be a very slow process.
I think maybe for like students in Leigh, it'd be a big thing to get like accessible transport and maybe accommodation for them in the area. And I know maybe some accommodation's coming in, but maybe more affordable accommodation for students.
Are you studying in Dundalk here?
No, I'm actually from Dundalk, but I'm studying in Thurles, which there'd be a lot more accommodation there.
Well, I'd be a farmer, so I'd say like small farming is under a lot of pressure. You know, it's conglomerates, big farming is taking over. And in the main, a bit like everything, the housing and, in my case, farming, small farmers.
Yeah. And specifically, what's happening in your farm right now that's making it difficult?
Well, it's the single farm payment is more or less halved in the last couple of years. And, like, stress is a big thing it's all down to trying to keep the farm viable by, you know, renting or whatever you're doing is so difficult. Costs are gone so high, and like farming at a smaller level, like even part-time farming is nearly extinct now, you know, whereas years ago it just didn't take as much money to keep going, you know.
Roads in our case, because I live in a cul-de-sac, and the road it's after been taken over by the council, and there's potholes, and the whole thing is roads as well here in the town. Sort out as well the homeless as well, you know, in Dundalk.
Have you noticed an increase in people in homelessness in Dundalk?
Yeah, there seems to be all over the place, yeah. More recent.
You mean rough sleeping?
Yeah, rough sleeping. Like trying to even get somewhere to rent. For people it's crazy because of the price of rent and everything else.
That was the thoughts there of people in Clanbrassil Street in Dundalk earlier today. And I also went to Drogheda, that's now Ireland's largest town. There's been a boom in population around the area there and in house building as well in recent years. And that in turn has re-energised a campaign by some locals to grant city status to Drogheda and to give Drogheda its very own city council. But their dream of that hasn't come in time for this election. For now it remains part of Louth County Council. And people there seem to have similar issues as obviously do across the county and around the country. Here's what people in West Street in Drogheda in the town centre there had to say about the issues that are important to them.
Well, this street, this narrow West Street, you see the traffic here, no parking space. On disability, I come in on a bus. The gentleman who drives the bus sometimes never can park.
The traffic issues here, is that affecting the town centre? Are people still coming in or businesses closing?
I walked through Lawrence Street the other day and there's 15 shops on, you know, closed down, and that was only in the top of it. I went downstairs and there were shops closed there. That's what happening to the town.
There's a wide range of issues, really. If you look around the community, when you look at the neglect, say here West Street, narrow West Street, and there's a lot of neglect where those buildings are lying down. Like, and it's not a great selling point for the community.
Homelessness, completely. It's everywhere you go. You can't avoid it, and it's starting to seep. It always did seep into even just the lower class, but now you're seeing people with used to have big houses 5-10 years ago are now struggling to make rent. These are people that would make a substantial wage, and then they don't even then take into account people on the dole or on social welfare or students just coming out of college that definitely cannot afford housing. It's a big issue with, like, you can see in Drogheda itself, there's so many empty lots and they're just not being used at all.
Do you mind me asking what age you are?
I'm 23.
And housing for you, what's that situation like?
I'm looking at now possibly moving out at 30, let alone when I was 15. It was, I'll move out when I'm 18, I'll move out when I'm 21. It's now I might be able to move out when I'm 30 if things get better.
There are big housing developments happening on the outskirts of Drogheda. So houses are being built in the area?
They are being built, and it's great to see. Like, you can see, like, they have the new roads now up by Balmakenny. And that has been in the works for 10 plus years. But the issue was, to get into those houses, your name had to be on the list 15 years ago. There's no houses for people coming out of college in the last 5-6 years. People who want to get into the workforce were stuck with their parents for God knows how long.
Say housing for people in rent, but I'm lucky enough because I own my own house.
There are plenty of new housing developments on the outskirts of Drogheda, so will that help housing, do you think?
I don't know, because I think, I don't want to get too political here, but I don't know, like, there's social housing, but I think for people in brackets like me, if I was to buy a house now, I wouldn't be able to get a mortgage, whereas years ago it was a little bit easier. I think wages haven't gone up and house prices have. I don't know how to say this politically correctly, that people should be let into the country if we have the facilities for them. I'm open to housing people from everywhere, but we should have the facilities for our own, and we need to house our own people for us, I think.
It's the state of the country. It's a disgrace.
Yeah. And in Lowes itself, what's important?
No council. Everything goes to Dundalk from Drogheda, you know, so we've nothing here. Everything is closing. There's not a decent road or street in the town without potholes.
There you go. More from the election trail on tomorrow's Drive Time. You can email us drivetime@rte.ie to get in touch. That was Una Kelly in Drogheda and in Dundalk in County Louth. And John Cook will be the man with the mic talking to voters on tomorrow's programme.